Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1529 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on a trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series on Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on the accuracy of interpreting the Bible. Today, let's meditate on Bible study, serious study as adults using footnotes. Insight number 41, lots of things in the Bible can't be understood by children. Dr. Heiser shares a story as we begin. I rarely watch television. It's not because I have some sort of pseudo-pious objection to it. For me, it's a time issue, except when it comes to sitcoms. If I were confined to bed, I wouldn't watch a sitcom. I used to love them as a teenager, probably for the same reason I tend to dislike them as a parent. One of my irritations with the sitcom genre is how every adult is portrayed as a half-wit while the kids are endless sources of wisdom and clear-headed thinking. The only skills that mom and dad seem to have are getting into trouble and being smart enough to let their kids extract them from their problems. Maybe this is why one of my pet peeves is the notion that the Bible is so simple that even a child can understand it. Now don't get me wrong, I know that the gospel story of Jesus really can be understood at a very young age. I'm talking about more than the gospel. As someone who has taught a lot in local churches, online forums, and classrooms, I've heard the expression stated as a duty to avoid thinking. It is implied by what many people say. I just want to love Jesus. Why are you complicating things? Well, I have to say, I want to love Jesus too. So I might ask you, why are you being so lazy about knowing God's Word? Serious Bible study takes work. It can be tedious at times. It doesn't always provide an immediate payoff to address simple struggles or answers to a complicated question. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Nothing in the world is worth having or worth doing unless it means effort, pain, and difficulty." I have never in my life envied a human being who has led an easy life. I have envied a great many people who have led difficult lives and led them well. I can relate to this quote. I've never wanted to emulate people who halted their study of the scripture with what they knew as children. I've sought to be like those who put real effort and sacrifice into the enterprise. As Art Linkletter used to remind the television audiences, kids say the darndest thing. They sure do, but I'm not expecting to hear one of them explain why God told Samuel to deceive Saul's men in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verses 1 through 5, or what Paul thought about when he talked about the baptism of the dead in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 29, or for a long list of other things in the Bible. Discovering those answers is actually for adults. Insight number 42. Don't ignore the footnotes. Do you remember learning to read? I have a vague recollection from the first grade of learning how to sound out the letters for reading. Even if you can't remember learning yourself, chances are that you've listened to a small child who is learning to read sounds out of words. Perhaps you've even helped a child to learn. Children's storybooks follow a typical pattern, patterns that persist throughout their early grade of school years. They're usually simple one or two syllable words predominate. Sentences are very short. Colorful pictures are illustrating the points of the story. These things would be out of place in a book intended for the adult reader. We tend to judge intelligence by the absence of these things. I know there are exceptions, but books with short words and pictures tend to be for kids. One of the arbitrators for nonfiction adult material is the use of footnotes or endnotes. We usually encounter those sorts of books in high school or college. The inclusion of footnotes presume that the readers are not reading for casual interest, but instead for study. The underlying assumption is also behind the inclusion of marginal notes in the Bible, or more extended notes accompanying the English translations. This is a common feature in all study Bibles. Following these notes and where they lead, and reading the material is one strategy for moving beyond reading into Bible study. There are three reasons why academic writers use footnotes. If this were a quiz, I'm betting that most people would get this one. Writers want to tell you where they found some piece of information. They want to credit their sources. Another reason is the writer has parenthetical thoughts that he or she might feel interpret the discussion if it were added. A footnote allows the writer to include the extra thought without interpreting the flow of what is being said. The third reason is to direct readers to additional information and resources. This goes beyond just crediting a source. A writer wants the readers to know that some excellent resources will add to the discussion and may bolster a point. The assumption is that the people who want to learn will follow these leads. Footnotes and other notes direct good students toward more significant progress. Don't turn down help when it is offered. And we'll close with our verse for today, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week, we will continue our track on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's track, we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life, and encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,528 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor. But most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.